Mabel's birthday was actually on Sunday. So she turned 105 on Sunday. And this came to our attention before Christmas. So the children have actually been working on their little project for since before Christmas with great excitement leading up to this day, obviously. So we decided it would be great to celebrate it. And it's a great community event.
Absolutely. And again, the fact, I mean, 105th birthday of Mabel Lyons celebrated on
Sunday.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Huge happy birthday to her. And now, so this, a big part of this was, of course, the newspaper article detailing the world and local events. How exactly did everyone get all the information from the past 100 years? And then,
I'll pass you over here to Rory. He's one of our sixth staff students. He'll start filling you in.
Hi, Rory. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. We were doing a History on a Doorstep project, and we were Googling famous people from Kilt, such as John Devoy, and Mabel Lyons kept popping up. And so we did a bit on her. We split up into groups. Some did Goff's Palmerstown House, and some did John Devoy's graveyard. My group was Mabel Lyons.
Mabel Lyons lived in Kilt all of her life, and she is really great at horse riding. She won a butter making competition, and she had a brother called Ernie Lyons, who was a great motorcyclist.
That was Lamia there filling you in as well. And I'm passing over now to Alan.
So to celebrate her birthday, we made a massive newspaper article with that fourth to sixth class designed, and everybody wrote an article for each of the 105 years of her life. Some of them were like more worldwide, like the moon landing and stuff like that. And a particularly interesting one was 1952, when the summer holidays were extended by 2 weeks.
That's always a plus, the summer holidays being extended. And what were kind of some of the favourite stories of the students kind of researching and finding out?
We enjoyed the learning about new things like the Terranure bombing and things, because not many people know about that. And then maybe Douglas Hyde, the first president of Ireland.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a fun project to get to sit down and do and read all about. And I'll be asking all of the students, whoever wants to really take the line next. But I mean, what was it like looking back at the past 100 years? Would you have liked to have lived 100 years ago?
Oh, yeah, it seems very interesting. Like, lots of things have changed. And, like, World War II, that was a big event in history. But, like, a lot of things have changed, but it's good now, because
I think, this is Ms. Moynihan again, I think one of the big things I noticed was the difference of technology and classrooms and how things have changed in our classrooms especially.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And
but they really enjoyed researching everything, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. And I can imagine the amount of work that went into it and just how much kind of historical pieces you had to look through. What was it like putting all of those into the newspaper? And I mean, is it a physical newspaper that you've crafted?
So, you know, we are lucky here at the children in the older classes from fourth to sixth get to use Chromebooks. So they can then upload their work onto that and we can look at it in our classrooms and then send it all into one document. And we got it printed in at the printing press. So Gabby's going to tell you about that.
So Mary in Millbrook Press, she did the design for the poster. And also a big shout out to Mr. Kelly, Miss Brown, Miss Letty, Miss Finnegan, Miss Moynihan, Miss Glendon, Mr. Locke, Miss Fraher, Miss Wall, and of course Miss Christian.
So all those teachers, so they're all the fifth and sixth class teachers. So their children would have done the articles. So that's why he's giving a shout out to those classes.
Of course, a huge shout out to the teachers there who are helping
four,
the students.
We've four, six classes, so we've lots of children.
And right now that newspaper article is being presented to Mabel Lyons, and a few of the classes are going to be lining the entrance to the shop there in Kill. Do we know exactly, is that going to happen today, Miss Moynihan?
That is today. So by 12 p.m. today, we'll have a few classes down there welcoming her to the shop, and she's going to get to see it. So it's on display in the Eurospire in Kill for everyone to see if anybody wants to look at it.
Oh, that's so amazing that Mabel will be able to see it herself. I mean, has she said anything about the project yet? Has she been talking to any of the students?
Not yet. I think she sent us that we might be putting a card together for her as well. But she'll certainly, I think there'll be a few surprises for her today. I don't think she knows about the children dressing up or anything like that. So We've got lots of very old people wandering around our building.
That was going to be my next question.
Eating pancakes as well, obviously, at the same time.
It's just such an eventful day taking place today.
Absolutely.
And I can imagine the scenes there with all the children dressed up as older people as well. I was going to say, how is everyone looking? Are they wearing the grey wigs or maybe...
Well, I have four children here looking very old. Definitely older than they looked yesterday. They look fantastic. Gabby just wants to say something else here.
Yeah, of course.
I'm wearing this like a hat. I'm supposed to be a gambler.
Mm-hmm.
That could truly be a hat, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Alice?
Since we're celebrating Mabel Lyon's birthday in Eurospar, we'd like to thank Kat the whole thing for us because she put it all together and gave us the idea in the first place.
And also, I mean, the amount of work that's gone in and the costumes, what is it like dressing up as maybe one of an older person today? Is it something that you can see yourself wearing when you're older, or would you like maybe some different clothes?
Maybe some different clothes. I suppose fashion's going to change when I'm older.
Yeah. And do you like the fashion now, or do you like the fashion maybe from 100 years ago?
They're both very different, but like they're nice.
Yeah.
They're kind of hard to compare, but the ones from years ago are a bit duller because they didn't have the same like materials.